at CFM. Lee and Jess for breakfast, streaming live at cfmtaz.com.au and on the app. Rightio, sport time now. Brent Costello from Win News joins us. Hey, Brent, I had your team go on the weekend.
You know,
he's got a good sense of humour about it.
We've got a sick little girl at the moment, and one of us was going to have to stay home with her today. And I said, oh, it's all right, I can take a day off. And then I thought, no, Monday, so I've got Brent Costello on the line. So, no, you stay home. I'm going to work. Can't miss this moment.
I've got a sense of humour about it. I'd cry if I didn't. That is the worst performance I've ever seen.
Is a big gap, mate.
I will admit, I didn't watch it. I was out and about doing things and it wasn't on free-to-air, so I got distracted. Did you stick through the whole game?
Well, stupidly, I asked my mate around who's a Geelong supporter to watch it.
Oh, no.
It's a deep burn. It's a deep burn.
It wasn't a great afternoon. But anyway, I'm not like that. I do stick with them through thick and thin, so I'd never turn it off anyway, if anything else here by myself. So, I just didn't mentally turn up the Eagles, but to the Cats' credit, they were electric. So you can't take anything away from that performance, that's for sure.
Good to know. And we're doing okay without Patrick Dangerfield at the moment as well. It's always interesting when a team that's doing quite well loses one of their kind of superstar players. Another example there is Richmond, who lost Dustin Martin in that last sort of part of their game. Melbourne went on to get a big win. What did you make of all of that?
Yeah, it's interesting how well the Demons are going, isn't it? Because they don't look a heap different to last year, but they're undefeated and absolutely flying and, you know, destroying Richmond like I did, 34 points, is a magnificent achievement. And I think if we weren't before, we really need to start talking premierships in Melbourne now, because they're having a really good season and their whole team is playing really well, led by Christian Petrarca as well, who won the medal on Saturday night. He's just in unbelievable form at the moment. So, yeah, I think they're a genuine, serious premiership contender now after that.
Speaking of big margins, again, Freo, North Melbourne, that was quite large.
Yeah, obviously playing in front of no crowd either over in the west with the lockdown that's going on, so an empty stadium. So that would have been a bit of deja vu for the boys after last year, of course. But yeah, Fremantle, surprisingly, flown right under the radar this year and currently sit sixth on the ladder. They've won four of their six games. So we haven't really spoken about Freo at all. And they've got the derby against the Eagles this week, so it's going to be a really big test for West Coast to be able to bounce back in that game. Otherwise, they're going to be the big brother in town if the Dockers get up in that game.
What's this going to mean as well for the game coming up in Tassie, North Melbourne having just been in WA?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see, but it sounds like they might get an exemption from what I'm hearing. But, I think this week will determine how that goes and how the cases in WA go, I suppose, and how much of a hotspot that did turn out to be. But it sounds like it's all pretty promising at the moment, so fingers crossed, because obviously we had the game in Launceston yesterday, but that was the first game in Tassie in 600-odd days, so we'd hate to see another game cancelled here in Tassie, but it's certainly on the agenda at the moment, that's for sure.
Mate, and I don't know if you've had a chance to scour the papers yet, but the two Blues, big win over Ulverston yesterday.
Massive.
Yeah, what was the final score?
Yes, 121-31.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, that's a big win, isn't it? Especially on a big day too, Anzac Day, that's for sure. So well done to them.
The Melbourne Demons getting a win was just the saving grace in my household after Ulverston getting a significant loss there. Anything else that you've got your eye on over the coming week when it comes to sport?
Plenty go. Actually, you know what, guys? It's going to be nice to have a little bit of a quieter week this week. It's been absolutely flat knacker the last couple of weeks with sport in Tasmania. V8 and A-League and AFL and NBL. And the break has still got a few games to go in Launceston as far as the NBL goes. So get along and support that if you can. But I think it's going to be election mode all week this week. So I might just take a little back seat at work and watch it all unfold, I think.
Oh, and of course, Targa marred by a couple of really tragic events.
Horrible, absolutely horrible. No good. I mean, if you know, Friday wasn't hard enough to take, copying that news on Saturday with two more fatalities is just, what do you say about it? It's just absolutely tragedy of the highest order. So, thoughts of everyone in the Targa community, because it must have been a horrific couple of days to be part of it. And thoughts to the family and friends of those that are no longer with us.
Brett Costello, thank you.
Thanks, guys.